what is the concept of, is it Jannah?
Jannah, that's right, that's right.
I'm asked, what is the concept?
Just that, or anything else as well?
No, that's all that,
because I think there was another question related to paradise regarding Adam and Eve and what happened. So I thought it was the same question, you know, put in brief. Perhaps it is a different one. Who wrote this?
I don't know.
No, no name.
Tahira Ahmad from, that is German lady.
All right, I see. Okay. It's a German lady. No, it's a different question. That question came from somewhere in England. Why, it was a small boy who wanted to find out what sort of Jannah that was from which Hazrat Adam was sent, was turned out, and Hawa and Adam, you know, went away like the story goes. So that's a different question. You see, Jannah is, literally it means a garden which is so thick in foliage that it casts a thick shadow over everything it covers. It has this connotation of covering by, you know, so perfectly, so clear, so perfectly and so densely that underneath there is shadow and peace. So the Jannah has the concept of cover and shadow and peace. Now, this cover and shadow of peace is another name of religion. And the Holy Quran makes it specifically clear that when the Holy Quran speaks of that tree of evil, as against that tree, which the fruit of which was permissible to Adam and Eve, it was not literally a tree. It was only an expression of instructions from Allah, the word of God, regarding do's and do nots. So that which was taken to be, it is understood to be the tree of goodness, is that tree which relates to the injunctions of God regarding do this and do that and do that and do that and so. The other tree, which is referred to as tree of evil, is the tree of that branch of injunctions where Allah says, do not do this, do not do that, beware, don't go near this. So that is expressed exactly in the beginning of the whole story. We told Adam, eat thereof as much as you like and from wherever you please, but don't go near this tree. La taqrubu this and la taqrubu that, this is an expression of the Quran. Now, the Holy Quran makes this issue more understandable for ordinary people when it speaks of, more understandable by a broader section of the society which cannot go deeper into the meaning of things by lifting the veil of mystery from this tree. It says the example of a holy kalima, good word, is like that of a good tree. And the example of a bad word is like that of a bad tree, in the sense of khabisa, is a very strong word, which means something which is uncouth and which defiles you. So filthy and uncouth, I think, is the right word, perhaps. So it's the Holy Quran says that the likeness of a good word is of that of a good tree, which is pure and pious, and the likeness of a bad word is that of a uncouth tree, which bears bad fruits. Then further it elucidates and expands the illustration by telling us that this good tree is that which is rooted in this earth, in this soil, but deeply and firmly. But its branches go so high, soar high and reach the very heaven. And they bear fruit at every season, with the blessing of Allah, with the permission or order of Allah. So that is the example of believers who reside in the Jannah. This is their tree, which bears fruit with the blessings of Allah and under His command. It's not their own wishful thinking which creates sense of vision or ilham or revelation, as you call it. Whatever is born on them is born from Allah's order and His design. They are pure people. And Kalima Khabisa, that uncouth tree, it has no roots. It is carried away by winds from here to there and there to there. It's sheer waste. So this is the meaning of turning out of Jannah. This was not meant for Adam, this order. Because we have a very clear sign in the Holy Quran which makes us understand that God had forgiven Adam, so after forgiveness, how could he be punished? See, that is one thing which people forget. Adam was never turned out of Jannah. That is why instead of addressing them too, as you too leave Jannah, the address was, all of you leave Jannah. Because it was those who had believed in Adam, and there were numerous people who had also erred, and they had not sought forgiveness of Allah as Adam had. So we only have the mention of these two being forgiven, Adam and Eve, but not the rest. So sometimes punishment of a people is also shared by their leaders, however innocent they be. Like you know the example of Moses. It was not he who defied God's order, His will. It was His people. So God said, all right, you go and roam, you know, without direction in the wilderness for another 40 years. But he also suffered. So we know sometimes Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also suffered along with his people while he was innocent. So this is my scenario of what happened, and this scenario is based on the clear-cut instructions of the Holy Quran itself. So who was turned out was not Adam, it was his followers. And he had to go along with them, like the followers of Moses. So Jannah is the Sharia and the four walls of Allah's instructions. You step out, and you step out into the wilderness. Right?